Okay, so we were asked tonight to deal with the question of what is love, how do you love, and what is infatuation. And I don't know if we're going to get to deal with everything, but let's deal on a few levels. Now, modern society has, Western society has a word named love, whereas in Hebrew, the word is ahava. Now, ahava is not identical to love. If you want some sources on the matter, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in his commentary on Mishnah, we learned it, it's online on 123torah.org. That's another name for the same website, Torah for me. So the Rambam in his commentary on Mishnah and Pirkei Avos discusses different types of love, discusses different types of friendship. And the Rambam boils it down to friendship that stems from need. You know, I could have a friend because he's a partner. I could have a friend that we play ball together, so it's need-based. And then there's friendship that's, that can come from a certain resonance. Sometimes you meet someone and somehow the two of you just hit it off. What we call love at first sight. People ask me, is there a basis for that? I always say the Rambam says there's such a thing. It's not only between men and women. Sometimes two men can meet and suddenly hit it off like they've known one another for years. And there are different explanations as to how that works. Spiritual explanations and whatever. And then there's a love where you appreciate who the person really is and the greatness of a person. And that's... and that can be explained on a few different fronts. Most of what Western society calls love is self-love. When we talk about loving a person because they're beautiful, you don't love them, you love yourself. The famous story of Rav from Brooklyn, what was his name? What? I forgot his name. Forgot his name. Okay, there's a big Rav who just passed away a short time ago. He always used to tell a story about how the Mashgiach walks by and he sees a kid pulling out a piece of fish and he's salivating and he pulls out the knife and the fork and he looks at that juicy piece of fish and the kid looks at it and the rabbi looks at him and the kid says, "Oh, I love fish." And the rabbi says, "Really? You love fish? If you loved fish, you'd pet it, you'd buy it a fish tank, you'd wave at it, you'd buy it fish food. You wouldn't stick a knife into it and eat it if you loved the fish, would you?" Ah, so what do you love? You love yourself. But the truth is that all of Western society does that. When they talk about love, they talk about how much I enjoy. That's not what love is about. Love is about an appreciation for who the other person is. A connection on a spiritual level. A desire to give, to connect. That desire to give and connect. So the Kabbalist Rav Akiva Tetz, South Africa, yeah, he says on a Kabbalistic level that the word ahava stems from the word hav, to give. We might say, based on other commentaries, that maybe the ahava is an appreciation for and a desire to connect to that which we appreciate spiritually. Spiritually can mean intellectually; it doesn't have to be spiritually. But it's on a much higher level. That's true love. It's not a desire to take from. Now, infatuation is the excitement that's at the beginning stages when there's no real connection yet. So a person can see things externally and get very excited and have very strong emotions. But it's not real love yet. Love is something that develops over time. Love gets better with time. Infatuation dies out over time. If it's a real connection, then it grows. I remember there was a chassan who, he wasn't yet a chassan, dating a girl, and everything was going great. And he came with the following question to Rabbi Feinstein. He said, "I'm dating this girl, and seems very good, but I'm not stupid, and I'm not blind. And I see that she's not perfect. And today, I know how excited I am. All the imperfections don't bother me. But what's going to be, you know, 3 months after marriage, 2 years after marriage? What happens then?" So Rabbi Feinstein said to him, "Why doesn't it bother you today?" So he said, "Today I'm excited. I'm excited over who she is. And Rabbi Feinstein understood that the connection was a real connection. It wasn't like he wasn't taken by her looks. He was taken by who she was, her personality. So Rabbi Feinstein said to him, well, in 3 years and in 10 years, you'll only love her more and more. So the issues will become less and less because the love will be greater. Love grows with time. Infatuation dies with time. Now, love requires investment. It's not like a disease. Either you got it or you don't. As you give, as you invest, then it grows. If love is like Western society says, so then it's all this excitement. And you know what? After marriage, it could take a month, it could take a year, it could take 5 years. You will not find a relationship that exists with that excitement every morning. No one wakes up every morning excited to be married to their wife. Everyone has those mornings that they wake up and they feel like, I wish I were alone. I could use some alone time. Or, to put it in the words of one chassan, I wouldn't initiate divorce, but if she would, I wouldn't protest. It's pretty terrible, but it's reflective of a certain frustration, which is common. Meaning, what happens is, you suddenly live with someone else under the same roof, and you have to meet up with a lot of differences, and differences on points that are important to you. And it's a compromise on a level you haven't seen before. So that's fine, but that's difficult. And when you can traverse those difficulties, then it continues to grow. But love doesn't mean there aren't difficulties. There's no such thing as a love that's smooth flowing. Never. It doesn't exist. In the fairy tales, they live happily ever after. In real life, happily ever after is when you contend, when you can overcome the hardships of life. But there are hardships. It's not. There's no smooth sailing. Okay, so what do we say? Should we summarize? We said there's love. If we take the word love in Hebrew, that is the word ahava. Ahava can be broken down to the food you like. It can be broken down to a very mundane and physical thing that you like. It can be a self-love. And then it could be a love that's a connection with someone else, a desire to connect with someone else, a desire to give to someone else. And that's true love. And that's something which grows over time. It requires investment. And it isn't there every morning. That excitement that people feel when they're excited over the other person, that's infatuation. There's nothing wrong with infatuation. We should just recognize it for what it is. It doesn't last a lifetime. Love, when it's honed and dealt with and you value it and you invest in it, it grows. Now, love is a byproduct of investment in one another. It begins with an appreciation. It continues to grow with investment. It won't happen on its own. As you invest in the relationship and in the other person, then your love grows. Maybe we'll end with a story that happened in the Holocaust. There was a woman who had a bunch of children. And when the Holocaust happened, so she was separated from her youngest son. The baby remained with the father and she remained with the other children. After the war, 7 years later, they were reunited. The child was already 8 years old. And she said years later that she could never love that child like the other kids, because if you don't have a baby keeping you up at night, if you don't do the dirty diapers, if you don't get your hands dirty with the kid, at the end of the day, you love based on what you invest. It's a two-way street. If you invest, if you put into it, then you love it. We could add to this the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordoviro, who explains in the Tomer Dvora that the mitzvah to love your fellow man can be fulfilled when you feel the fellow man is an extension of yourself. And that goes in line with what we said earlier, that there's a resonance. We resonate with other people. And that's part of love too. When we want to become one, when we invest and we feel like it's a dance, it's a duet. But part of a duet is that sometimes you have a waltz and sometimes you have Tchaikovsky. Sometimes you have the drums. Over time, it becomes a waltz. Yeah?